crowds I've had in a long time, John. If I'm being real honest.
Yeah. I was telling you, I think we're breaking fire codes in here.
I'm not going to lie. I was in Sacramento a couple weeks ago at the Punchline, and everybody has a hard time there, so I'm not saying this bad, but there's probably like 45 people a show, and the place set 300 people, and to do that twice a night.
That's such a weird
room. The people that are there are laughing, they're having a great time, but inside, I am dying. I'm like writing suicide letters on stage, like, oh no, I'm taking notes on my show, but really, I was like,
it's sad.
Here's why I'm leaving.
And this is like that right now.
No, this is great.
But please stay. And also, know you won't annoy us if you do decide to leave. We will die a little inside, but it's
or dark. Maybe they'll become fans of our podcast and they're like, oh, now we're going to subscribe to Fried.
Yeah.
Because these people are dope.
I like things that rhyme. Subscribe to Fry.
Subscribe to Fry.
So should we get going? I got the music.
Yeah, do
All
it.
All right, here we go. I'm going to make sure it's turned up.
I thought we had already started.
No. We always start with that theme song.
Oh, goodness.
Hello, Vaughn.
Yeah, there we go. No, that's not turned up loud enough.
Huh?
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Oh. Yeah, we are back.
Yeah, Sunday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody.
On this beautiful Sunday.
Sunday in Phoenix.
Phoenix, we're doing the first one live ever. Are you excited?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, look at all this. Look at.
What?
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Thank you so much for coming out. I'm going to learn all of your names by the end of the night.
That won't be hard. It'll take us about 5 minutes. But thank you all for coming in here. Thank you all for listening to another awesome episode of the Fried Podcast with me, John Reap.
And I'm Sarah Tiana.
And together we are the Fried Podcast. We missed a day. We took a Friday off, it looks like.
Which we didn't know.
We didn't mean to do that.
We did not mean to do that. We thought we had one in the barrel.
Yeah, this is like our, like a teacher's makeup day. This is our makeup day.
Yeah, so this is going to come out maybe before Halloween, actually.
So do you think this will air Friday?
No, this will probably air Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, good. Yeah, let's get this one out immediately.
Air.
Thanks a lot, Aaron.
I mean, literally, I don't listen to podcasts the day they come out.
No,
I don't
know
how
does. Any.
I'm sure maybe some people do, but I know I just open up my podcast and I'm like, oh, there's like 8. I haven't listened. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'll catch up. So.
So
two people complained. One was my mom.
Oh no, Georgia Sue.
Yeah.
What did she say?
She said, where's the podcast? And then the other person that complained was this guy, Bob, in Florida, who, you know.
I wonder if I know him.
Probably. Don't we all know a Bob in Florida?
Yeah, we all know there's at least one Bob in Florida. Neil and Bob, that's what they do. Old joke. Oldie but a goodie.
You should use that in your comedy skit.
In your skit. Well, we always like to start our podcast with a personal question because this is Sarah and I are still getting to know each other. We're both Southern people, but you know, both very funny comedians. We're very comedian.
Together.
So to get to know each other, we always ask a personal question. And do you want to do this one, Sarah?
Sure, because
you got
this is our Halloween episode. I wanted to know if you've ever seen a ghost.
Oh, have I ever seen a ghost?
Besides everybody in the front row.
Besides these empty chairs that are obviously filled with Patrick Swayze's.
Yes, obviously. There's people here who love us.
Yes.
They just don't exist in real time.
That's right. I remember a moment when I was like, I think I was like, I don't know, 9 or 10. And I remember,
be specific. Was it 9 or 10?
It was 9 and a half. It was right in the middle. But I was asleep in my room, and then I had this big nightlight that came through the window. I just woke up in the middle of the night, and I saw what I thought was a man holding a knife, like, right next to the foot of my bed. Like, the knife is, like, like that. And I panicked.
Like a giant knife. You said that. Like a
like that big, if you're watching at home.
The size of a bread basket.
Right. And I'm just laying there thinking, like, okay, don't move, don't panic. If he thinks you're asleep, he won't mess with you. And I laid there for like 5 minutes, not moving, thinking this guy has a knife. And I slightly moved, and it was just the sheets had somehow made this design.
No.
Yeah, and so I don't think I've seen a ghost, but that did scare the crap out of
me. But you saw your
sheets. I saw what I thought was a man with a knife at the foot of my bed.
But it was your sheets.
I didn't do anything for 5 minutes. And it was just somehow had moved and tossed and turned. No. And it actually made this weird little, like,
what kind of sheets did you have? I'm assuming they were white if you're in North Carolina.
Yeah, of course. That's all we have. That's all they let you have in North Carolina. Pure cotton, too, by the way.
Great.
No, have you seen a ghost?
Yeah, I saw one at the comedy. Well,
oh, that's right.
I saw one when I was like 8 years old because we used to trick or treat. This happened on Halloween too, because we in the South you couldn't trick or treat by walking from house to house because that's like a mile away. So we used to trick or treat in my dad's big like Jeep.
Okay. Wow.
So we'd have our costumes on, and we're always trying to keep like our, you know, my bat ears on because right. we're. The doors are off, you know, and like it's like,
really,
it's so windy, Dad. And we were just driving down the road, and there was just this guy in a suit, and he was just glowing. And I was like, that's weird. And then, like a mile later, I was like, oh yeah, like that guy that we passed on the road. And my dad was like, no, what are you talking about? What guy? I'm like, the guy that was walking down. He was like glowy. My dad said, he thought I was just joking and making it up. And I was like, well. Clearly, no. I'm special, and you're not.
Right. You see things.
I see things you that Jeff, you don't see.
Jeff Bridges from Tron.
Yeah. No, but I was at the Comedy Store. You know, the Comedy Store is really haunted. I don't know if you guys have heard all those stories, but the Comedy Store in Hollywood used to be an old mafia den.
Right.
Yeah. So it's called Ciro's back in the 40s, and the mafia ran it back in L.A., and they killed a lot of people there.
Yep.
And they used to have all these, like, little windows where they would spy on the crowd and stuff like that and see whoever was in there. And they in the back hill, there's a lot of bodies buried there, apparently. So I was up in the belly room one night, and I was in the bathroom just washing my hands. And one of those paper towel holders that's bolted to the
right.
wall, where you get the paper towels underneath,
yeah.
it... flew open, like slammed up against the wall like that, like just open. And I thought, did that just break? And then all of the paper towels, like a giant stack of them, just flew out.
No.
And, like normally with normal gravity, they would just fall.
Down.
But they flew out at me.
Oh no.
And I was like,
yeah.
Okay, well. I'm going to leave
sprint?
The bathroom. Yeah, so I just left the bathroom.
You just had to get out. That's
I did get out, but I just went and did my set. Like, I didn't, like, not leave the comedy store. I was just like, well, obviously I'm not wanted here.
That is, I mean, a lot of people see ghosts at the comedy store, I've heard.
Oh, there's been a lot of ghost stories. I know Steve Simone had all those stories.
Steve Simone has, and there was a guy who killed himself right next to the comedy store, who jumped off the hotel next to the comedy store.
Oh, yeah, Steve Lubetkin.
And people say they see that guy sometimes.
They see Steve Lubetkin?
I don't know his name.
That's his name.
Is it? Okay, I didn't know
Lubetkin,
that.
Lubetkin, yeah.
You betcha.
I read the... The I'm Dying Up Here book. It's a lot about him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't read that, but I know that that's one of the ghosts.
Well, let's.
We have a guest.
We have a special guest on our show who
yes.
might also have a ghost story.
A ghost
story?
We have a ghost guest.
This guy has ghosted me many times. He's one of my best friends, one of the greatest WWE wrestlers in
Woo!
The world, one of the funniest people I know. Please welcome Nick Nemeth, a.k.a. Dolph Ziggler, everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Let him
Come
hear
on.
It. Come on.
He can hear you.
Yay.
Yes.
Wrestling. Look
Thanks,
how
buddy.
Handsome you look in your fake sunglasses coming to sit up here.
They can be fake. These are from the dollar store.
I'm sure they are.
The best kind.
These are from the dollar store, and they look like they're not. So,
okay.
That's kind of I lose
so
them all the time. So why not?
Have you ever seen a ghost, Nick? I don't know. You're right. You should hold it like that. I like.
I don't know.
That.
Yeah,
I
maybe
like the
right
way you're holding
it.
Yeah.
He puts it right in his lap. Like I got this.
Before I do, what you said about when you thought there was a man at the end of your bed.
Yes.
And you lay there still, and I always, I do this now.
Okay.
I live alone, and sometimes things happen, and I'm laying there, don't move, and I go. If someone's there to kill you,
yeah, he would have done
it. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're laying still or moving around. He's like, screw this. Like, you're still. It's easier to stab.
Yeah,
like,
how? Right. Thank you for not moving so I can accurately stab you in the heart.
I don't know what the logic there is. It's like, well, if I lay here long enough, he'll get bored and leave.
I'll still wake up now in a random city and hear something or moving, and I will lay there. I'm like, if I don't move, everything's going to be fine. Like, if someone broke in the dark, you're move around. Be a moving target.
I mean, you're going to get moved at one point.
Yes.
He's there to kill you.
Have you seen a...
I don't know that I've seen one, but I also had a recurring possible ghost, possible dream as like a five-year-old child. In the middle of the night, my closet would open up and there would be red all around it. And what I, if I can remember kind of now, it's like a cartoon devil would throw hot eggs at me on my bed.
What?
And
a cartoon, wait, sorry.
That's so specific. So
it's back
kind,
up.
It's kind of, it's, in my head right now that I'm kind of picturing it, it
did
almost
you
reminds me
to
of
Adult
like a,
Swim Network?
No, this is 30 years before that existed.
Okay. This was 80 years ago. Right.
There was three channels on TV, and it was in the living room,
black
not in my room.
Okay.
And so I thought it was just, I had seen something, but it was a recurring dream over the course of a month, like four or five times, to where it, I didn't think it was a dream because every time I'd wake up the next day, I would be like, oh, I can't believe I saw this. And one of the days, my closet was open when I woke up. And it freaked me out because I always made sure it was closed when I went to sleep because I was freaked out. And my parents finally checked everything. I was going to bed once. And then we took the like the furry belt from a bathrobe.
Yeah.
And we tied a cross facing
Here.
Towards the
like on the inside of the closet?
No, on the outside handles facing into the facing like,
towards your bed?
Towards the closet from the outside doors.
So facing, you can, like just stick it on their forehead.
It's like
if you
right
have
here
to,
just in case it pops open. But I think if the door kicks open the cross falls. But
that's awesome.
As a kid, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be all right. And then I never had the dream or whatever that
That's
was.
That's where your
again.
Obsession with belts started.
Yes.
It
now
worked.
You wear big gold ones.
Yes.
No,
well,
you
sometimes.
Don't. Because you're a loser.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, but wait. So you said it was shooting red eggs at you?
No, like he was hoping.
I thought you said deviled eggs.
Well, it.
Well, no, it's a red devil.
He's
throwing regular
I
eggs.
I just remember there was like a red around the closet and him, and he was throwing eggs, but the eggs were on fire or something.
So they
that's
didn't,
awesome. That's
but
great.
That didn't hit you. Like, you didn't wake
so.
Up with egg on your face.
No, but like I said, one night after everybody would check under my bed and check the room and make sure the closet was closed, one night I woke up and it was open. And now I'm starting to suspect my parents did it just to screw with me.
I was going to say.
I would not put that past them.
I've met your dad several
pretty,
times, and he is just the kind of dick that would do that.
It sounds like one of those lucid dreams that people have where it's like you're – it's so realistic. You're kind of in it, and you're kind of awake, kind of not. You know what a lucid dream is. I've had those, too.
is that what you're calling it
you
in
guys.
A clean way?
It sounds like a stupid dream.
Sure, I've had a lucid dream.
Have you had it before?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. You mean like where it's real, like where you feel like you're falling and you wake up like you're...
No, but I liked that. Okay. You committed to it, and I liked that. I only know because I read a couple books on like what's real, because I... was freaking out. I'm living in a new house by myself and hearing all these noises. So I was reading these
calm
books.
Calm down.
Saying,
we get you have money.
It was it was new to me and in the 70s. But it was it rested my brain because I was going to sleep hearing these noises, but they were air conditioning, something would open. Yeah. And every night, I don't want to hog this up, but I got a good one.
No, this is
I saw Paranormal Activity 1 with my family around Christmas time years ago.
Okay.
So I moved into a house a couple years ago, about 6 months afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sleeping in my bedroom by myself. No one else lives there with the door open, and I would sleep. And I had these silky sheets that if they touched each other, they would kind of do a little bit of movement, which is fine.
You were wearing...
Silver and black zebra. No big deal. So,
sure.
So Nick's house looks like Snooki's house, just so we're all clear.
You've been
clear.
Dying to
I've been
say
to
that.
His house before.
Just the one room.
Okay. So the first time I went to his house, I was like, does Snooki live here? Like, what is happening? Okay, so yes, you had silky zebra sheets, which I believe more than a ghost.
Yes.
But okay.
So I saw Paranormal Activity, and half that movie is watching just some blankets move off of something.
I didn't see it. I'm too scared.
So that's basically the whole thing. Just like hidden video cameras in a house, and it's supposed to be real, and you see a couple things move. So I'm asleep in my bed, and basically where that door is, but a little bit closer, is just an open door, and... For weeks, I would watch a completely open door. I would like wake up around 3-4 in the morning and just watch a completely open door.
No.
Start to finish slowly, and then just when it gets there, go.
Right.
And sometimes that noise would wake me up, and I'd see the door shut. I'm like, what the hell? I'm losing my mind.
Right.
So, also, with the silky sheets, they're probably.
This is a book.
Fake silk, but yeah. But
no, this is good.
This is one of your skits. This should be one of your bits.
Yeah. This is a good monologue.
Your skits.
There's a. It is lucid dreaming where you fall asleep, and the first dream you have takes place actually where you fell asleep. So it's like you're not sure if you're dreaming or if it's real.
Okay.
But it feels real, and sometimes you're aware of it while it's happening.
Right.
And that can be kind
of
fun.
It's like part of your brain's off, but you're awake, but you're asleep. It's some weird
lucid dreaming.
That's what a lucid dream is.
Yeah. It's kind of fun once you know what it is. You're like, oh, I can control this shit.
I thought you guys were just talking about like dreams that boys have.
You mean wet dreams?
Yes.
Yeah. I miss those.
You.
I would love to have another wet dream. Okay. That was amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I can't wait for your mother. That's a personal question.
I feel it, but I thought there was going to be a personal question.
That's it. That's my personal question.
I mean, if that's what you want to ask.
No, I never, with all these ghosts, never had like an ectoplasm thing on me when I woke up.
Oh, right.
So.
Right. No Dan Aykroyd having sex with a ghost in the Ghostbusters for you? Okay.
So let's just talk to you a little bit because I never really talked
Finally.
To you. I know. I never really talked to you as a wrestler because I have known you as just like my friend Nick that does stand up.
Right.
Who's really funny, who looks like Kurt Russell, but with muscles.
Ooh, I see it.
You see that?
Overboard Kurt Russell.
I've known Nick
overboard.
For a long time because we became friends through like Jeff Ross and Twitter and roasting and stuff because. You know, so we just all met that way. So we've always just been a fan of jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he and I met. And I was like, yeah, he also wears like pink and really tight pants and like goes in wrestling stuff. but I
both.
Like first, you're a stand-up comic to me because you're funny and you do stand-up and I've watched you do that. And so, but when I told John that you were coming on immediately, he had... A lucid dream. No.
It was me, you, and Ric Flair.
Yes. So many flowing robes.
So immediately he had all these questions, and I was like, I actually don't know the answer to any wrestling question about you, because when people ask me about you, I go, well, I know he was like an incredible wrestler at Kent State in college, and like that's where you come from. And then I know all my friends always say, you're the greatest wrestler in WWE, but you always lose because because you're so good.
Guy.
But I don't really know any
formula.
Of that. So I just kind of wanted to open the door so that John could ask you questions.
Well, I'd like
so
to get a little history.
I could say like why I didn't, why I don't know the right questions to ask him in that capacity, which I know that's why a lot of people are huge fans of you.
So how did the WWE start? Now, you were a wrestler.
Before him? Or
yeah, the history of all of it.
The 1960s.
And what does it stand for?
Yes.
No, like, for you, your entry into that. Like, I know you were a wrestler in college.
Yes.
How'd you make that?
Championship wrestler. Like,
yeah.
State champion. How many times?
With the onesies and all.
Okay.
I did.
You won.
I did better in college than I did in high school.
Your college champion 3 years. You almost got four, but that one girl.
Wow. Yeah.
I remember that.
That's such a good story.
Yeah, but we don't want to say
that. I tell you the ending, right?
Yes, you told me the ending.
This is happy, I heard.
Very happy for him.
Well, for her.
We're talking about Caitlyn Jenner, everybody.
Olympic hero.
Yeah, yes. So he was a championship wrestler in college.
I did well in college, but... It started when my father took me to a WWF show when I was 5 years old. And I did the math. I think I'm 5 and a half because a friend of mine knew who what the schedule was from then.
Amazing.
Wow. He Googled it and found the matches that they were. And it was 1985, and Cleveland didn't even have an arena. So the Cavs would go play at Richfield Coliseum, which is like an hour out of town.
He's from Cleveland.
And I'm from Cleveland. So
the Rocks, OH.
I am. Big comeback last night, huh?
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
So, my dad took me to the match. We sat really far away. I could barely see, but I loved it. And I told him, I go, man, I want to do this. And he goes, okay, we can start wrestling. It's a little bit different. I go, all right. So a couple weeks later, like at 5 years old, I started wrestling, which was, I was young first grader, so first grade.
Yeah.
It was just once or twice a week for a couple hours. And I started wrestling then and said I wanted to do it. And then through high school, college.
That became it.
I had a really cool high school coach who was the Olympic coach for the women at the time. And he would kind of bounce back and work with us. And he said, if you do really well in college, maybe break a record or win a couple championships, I can put a word in with WWE and they could give you a tryout. And that was the whole goal through college.
But didn't you go to, like, you moved here because you were going to law school?
Yes.
Because he's also a brainiac, so let him sell you short on, like, just, like, being a wrestler.
I wish you wrote my Wikipedia page.
I should.
You should. You should at least
I don't know how to spell your last name.
Yeah, or say my real name.
I know, or say it.
I have an aunt and uncle out here in Phoenix, and my plan was to go to law school at Arizona State and go to wrestling school at night and then see what happened. And luckily for me, it wouldn't have worked out because you need 19 hours a day for 2 years of law school to kill it, and it wouldn't have worked. But I moved out here, stayed in their guest bedroom, applied to ASU, got everything done, and 2 months before the first fall semester, I got a tryout with WWE back in Cleveland at one of their shows.
And you, after your first tryout, you made it, right?
No. I'm lying.
You're being humble.
Yes. I went on a tryout with a bodybuilding kind of guy, and we became friends, but I had just finished wrestling 165 at Kent State, and this guy was like 275 and jacked, and I go, I'd pick you over me, and I want to do this. So he's a friend of mine now, but they said it was down to us too, and clearly he got the call.
Who was it?
Bobby Lashley. He worked with us for a little while. He still wrestles around, and he does UFC, and he's jacked, and he's a really nice guy. But I would have picked him also. Okay. So
then you got jacked after that.
No. Well, they asked me. They go, if you could put on a couple pounds before you come back and maybe get some practice.
That's
and
my dream.
Yes. For me to put on pounds?
No, for me.
So you look so skinny next to me.
For someone to ask me to put on weight.
Could you put on 15 pounds?
Could you put on some weight?
Yeah, like, would.
It's for work.
Okay, so they said.
So they said, in 6 months, we have this big tryout. Get a bunch of, go to the Cleveland local independent wrestling place, roll around with those guys, do as much as you can. If you can gain 15 pounds, figure it out, lift heavy, do whatever. So I started taking powdered milk and mixing it with 2% milk.
Oh.
And
that's what I do.
Every 2 hours doing it and just drinking
like
it.
Like a little baby.
And it just stayed sitting in my stomach, though. So
yeah, little bottles.
Yes. And it was so thick. It was like a milkshake, but with no sugar in it. I don't know. It was just like fat. And it was, so I did that every 2 hours. I ended up gaining like 2 pounds over. And it was, instead of 6 months, it was 2 months. And they go, have you gotten, you know, the last 2 months, have you been training in Cleveland with a trainer? And I said, absolutely. Yes, I have,
yes.
Which I had not been doing. And but I was just a fan my whole life. So you tend to pick it up really quickly if you're a fan your whole life. And I picked it up really, really quickly, and that made me stand out on a tryout. And I remember there was a guy from, this is how long ago it was, the XFL was getting a tryout.
Oh,
there was a guy.
Oh, yes,
and
I remember.
Big John Studd's son was getting a tryout. He was a hockey player.
Okay.
And once again, it was the three of us, and I think they were going to pick one or two.
Uh-huh.
And Big John Studd's son was a legacy,
yeah.
So they usually get a shot no matter what. And the XFL guy was like 6'5". 265 jack guy, and luckily I loved doing it and was really quick to pick it up. So
were you always good at wrestling when you first started? Like, were you always just pinning dudes right and left?
I mean, at first, no. I wondered when I
that's more my story.
Yeah. It's more your style, I think.
Right and left.
Yeah.
Like double fist.
You always let them pin you and they win and they feel
win.
Good about themselves.
Yeah.
I think when I opened for you, I told a story about this. There was a kid, I'll never forget it, on the bracket. I'm 5 years old at my very first tournament, and it says Snodgrass. Snodgrass was his name, and I didn't know anything. It was my first time. I didn't know. I was the kid with, like, the T-shirt and shorts, not the singlet and the headgear and everything, so I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
And I saw him, and he looked, like, very intense, like he knew what was happening, and he pinned me in, like, 10 seconds. and I was crying on the side of the mat. And then my dad was standing next to me. We drove like 3 hours to go to this tournament, 5 a.m. on a Saturday or something. And I could just tell that he's like, hey, it's okay, but like rolling his eyes behind his back. Uh-huh. And I go, I never, ever want to have him feel this way ever again.
That's a motivating thing.
Yeah.
And
100%.
I started going, and if it was once a week, I would be there before it started and after it ended. And I go, I don't ever want this to happen again. And then for a while, in grade school, where some people take it seriously and some people don't, then I started winning.
Do you know what your record is?
Oh, like, my God, no.
No? Okay, no. I don't know.
No, 172 and 16. No, I don't. I have no idea. No clue what it would be.
Because I know what it is.
I know.
Oh, just like, she's doing it
that's
now.
Wrong. That was wrong.
That was wrong. That's wrong.
My senior year in high school, I played football. We had a perfect season. Yep, we went 0-10. We lost.
Did you play for the Browns?
I felt like it. We played for no. Yeah, we went.
Were any of them right down to the last wire, like the last play?
The very last game. Ugh. And it was another team that was also had not won a game.
Oh,
so
man.
Somebody had to win.
Somebody had to win. Yeah.
And it was the last play. It was a field goal kicker. We lost 3-0.
Get out of here.
That's like the Browns.
Awful.
Like every year. So last year the Raiders were like 13-3,
yeah.
And in the last game of the season, the quarterback broke his leg, right? And they were 14-2 or 13-3. And I go, I would rather be the 1-15 Browns instead of 14-2 and on the last week, in the last hour, just like, oh, by the way, the quarterback's out for good.
It's way more heartbreaking.
Oh, how about being at the Super Bowl and being ahead
28-3?
Oh, hello, yeah. Atlanta. There she is. That's a bummer.
Wait, so were you a wrestling fan growing up, John?
Well, it's funny. North Carolina, we have the god of wrestling, Mr.
It's called... North Carolina is actually referred to as
Ric Flair territory.
Flair country, brother.
Flair country,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
all the Carolinas.
It doesn't matter whether you like it or not, because that's the way it's going to be, baby. Woo!
Oh, that's really good.
That's Ric Flair.
That's very
I thought he was here.
I felt like he was in
I'm
the
doing
room.
The walk right now. You can't see this at home, but I'm doing the walk down that aisle. When you walk down that aisle, it's all personality. I mean, talented 100%, yeah. But his personality... Yeah. Was like so awesome. Big, and he's not that big of a dude.
Right.
See, he's, I used to be a huge fan of Sting. He was like my favorite.
Do you know
wrestler.
Why you love Sting?
Why?
Because Ric Flair was the bad guy.
Right.
That made you love Sting.
Right. And yes. You're the bad guy.
That's right.
Who makes you love Randy Orton or whoever?
Yeah, or
I don't
whoever,
know who
yeah.
the people are.
That's one of them. That's
Kurt Muscles.
Yes.
What is it? What's the last match you won? Because you lose so many.
He ain't lost a match since Hercules
died. No, he loses
in
every
college,
week.
Oh, I know.
He has to lose every week. Man. He's the heel.
Oh, no, I.
But you're also.
I'm in the middle. Halloween, I have a 2 out of 3 falls match against Bobby Roode.
Okay.
And I beat him a couple of weeks ago.
Ooh.
But before that, I can't remember.
Yeah.
And it's like, can't remember.
Because I've seen you wrestle a few times.
That's right. A good one and a bad one, right?
I come to a few shows. One where you got to wrestle for a long time. I mean, you lose everyone, but one of them, I'm like, oh, that was a long match. And the other one, I was like, ah, man.
Yeah. Was it
really
here?
Took you out early.
No, one was
no,
the, what's the
LA,
cool
the forum.
LA forum.
The forum.
That was a good one.
Wow. That was a good one.
That's a fun place to play, too.
I think I've seen you there and then at Staples.
Right. Yeah, Staples might have been
that was
like a 90-second
one.
One or
I mean,
something.
Yeah. I grew up with, like, Ricky Steamboat, Ric Flair, the Rock and Roll Express.
Oh, yeah.
Andre the Giant was a little old, but, like, that was my wheelhouse
Jake
of rest.
Jake the Snake was
Jake
like,
the Snake, yeah, like, Rowdy yeah. Roddy Piper, oh. R.I.P. But me and my, I have a younger brother, a year and a half younger than me, and we had a trampoline, and that was our wrestling mat, you know. So
fantastic.
That's how we, you know, that's how I learned that I would never be a wrestler. But I enjoyed
Besides
doing it.
Besides your dad saying, you're never going to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
You're destined to
that
be a comedian.
That 0-10 season helped reinforce that. You know. Athletics, not your thing, son.
Go into comedy.
Yeah.
They'll love you there.
So, like, what's one of your, like, most fondest memories? Or who's someone that you've wrestled that, like, either you love wrestling or that you hate wrestling or, like...
Who do you love grinding up against, Nick?
In my little shorts or my pants? It depends.
I don't see nothing wrong.
I feel more free in the pants. It's weird.
So Nick is one of my good friends. I've been over to his house a lot. I'm always like, did you just have a girl over here? Like, you're like,
no, but he's
no
always
those
ready.
Are my shorts.
Right. Hey, way. It could go both. Like, it's unisex.
What, did she just leave and she forgot this? Like, just, you know, she just had to leave because your friend's coming over and you're like, those are mine. Those are mine. Like, whose boots are these that are silver?
Same size.
Silver Studio 54 boots. Those are mine for work.
Have you ever had like a really, for like a work. Really? Have you ever had like a really bad injury that's like?
Oh yeah,
when I first met you, yeah, you got a concussion, like a really bad concussion.
Were you there?
No.
He doesn't remember. No, that was when I
first met you because you were texting me from your house. I remember because you had to be here for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. So yeah,
you were
okay,
laid up. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I didn't know. I was wondering if you were there at the show or something. Like, whoa, holy shit!
Well,
I don't know.
A really bad concussion.
I thought you meant you were saying, yeah. That's what I
aside from what I'm about to tell you about a really bad concussion, for 13 years for doing what I do, I've had no real injuries.
Oh, that's good.
No surgeries, missed no work, except for this thing I'm going to tell you about.
Okay.
We were setting up for a ladder match. I had just become world heavyweight champion for the very first time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take that.
Thank you.
Yeah, eat it.
Whoever
did you beat? Sorry.
I beat someone named Alberto Del Rio, who was the world champion.
Yeah, eat it, Del Rio.
From Alberta, Canada.
Yeah.
And Puerto Rico.
Yes.
So what happened?
And so I become champion. This is the next, we this happens at a Raw. A week later, we're at a SmackDown, and we're going to go to a ladder match for me to defend this title against Jack Swagger, who is another, actually amateur wrestler, and from Oklahoma
some
State.
Jack
Oklahoma.
Swagger fans over there.
Big Swagger fans?
Yeah, I hear them clapping.
No, I think they're clapping about
did the Dodgers
no,
score?
No, the Lions just scored.
Oh, okay.
I thought maybe they're like Jimmy Swagger, the preacher. Okay, so
I
Jack
wish.
Huge fan.
A lot of swagger.
We each are in the corner of a ring, and there's a ladder in the middle. And
yes.
Basically, whoever gets to it first will get it and gets to use it.
That's
it's
good.
It's like shotgun.
Yes, it's exactly like shotgun.
Like in the
shotgun.
Car with your younger sister, you're like, shotgun!
Yep. You have to be able to see it and out the door. So we're in the ring, get there. So we kind of do a little bit of this eye contact, little showdown at the corral kind of thing, where we're both looking. And clearly, I'm the better athlete and I'm faster, so I'm going to win. And I'm two steps ahead of him as we lose eye contact. And as I reach over to grab the rungs of the ladder, he kicks me right in my brain in the front of my head here. So like right in the front of my head.
Yeah.
And I kind of crumble in a weird way. And we have a lot more things to do for the next 6 minutes, like interactions with people,
right.
Diving on people, catching people, doing things. And those next 5 minutes happen, I guess. And I'm part of it. And really? Then I get to the back, and we joke around about something, and one of my boss says something to me, and I say something derogatory to them, like, I forget what it was, but something like, you would say to a friend, but not a boss.
Wow, okay.
And
right. I like your
this
hat.
Boss, and walk out, and I had a manager who was my girlfriend on the show at the time, and she goes, what the hell was that? Okay. And we walk off, and I go, I don't know where I am right now. And she's laughing because we had done a lot of stuff. Like, and I go, no, seriously. So I grab her hand and I pull her down a back hallway and I go, did we go out there yet?
Oh man.
And I'm kind of not a prankster or a jokester.
Yeah.
But she thinks I'm kidding.
No, okay. I would have thought you were kidding.
Yeah, of course, because I can't take anything seriously. That's why I'll die alone, which is fine. So she thinks I'm kidding.
Yes.
She still thinks I'm kidding. And I go, look in my eyes right now. Did we already go out there? I think I'm in my gear. And she goes, oh my God. And I think she starts crying. And then we figure everything out. Whatever. I got a really, on the initial reaching over for the thing, I kicked in my brain, whatever. Yeah. Really bad concussion, but because of the certain type of concussion was, I went through the next like 7 minutes of the TV match and all the things we had, and everything went off without a hitch. Mm. And then I just kept, I guess, going in the shower and coming out and going in the shower and coming out, which it's like totally normal for me.
Yeah, it's like Bernie Weinstein stuff.
You don't normally go into the shower.
Yes. So around the fourth trip out of the shower, this is a locker room where we all kind of share, and someone goes, hey, man, what the hell are you doing? And I go, oh, I got to get ready for my match or something.
Wow.
And they're like, what? So they take me to our doctor. We figure everything out. And I had a really bad concussion to where I had to sit at home, get checked out. And I think maybe a week and a half went by to where I'm sitting on a recliner and I feel like I'm sitting on a boat. This is a week and a half afterwards.
Holy
and goodness. I feel like I'm on a boat in the water and I go, oh, I'm going to have to retire because I
that
can't.
Is crazy.
I thought, because I've only had, like, in, when you're a kid, you get knocked out playing sports or something. 20 minutes later, you're okay. Or a day
I
later.
I don't know that feeling as a girl. Like, I don't know that feeling.
Oh. You play sports
sorry.
And stuff? You've
no,
never
I've
felt
never,
that or banged
yeah,
your head
I was
or
never
something?
Married to Ray Rice. Sorry. Like, I don't know that feeling.
Never been concussed.
Yeah.
I think I may have.
That's so
but not
scary.
To that level. That's crazy.
I've
how
I've
long
had
were
stuff.
You? So you were out, like, kind of out for like a week?
So,
but I remember
not
you...
out, I'm okay,
yeah.
And I knew it was going on, and I wasn't repeating myself and not knowing what was going on. Yeah. I knew what was going on.
But a good 5 minutes just gone.
But I remember you texting me all the time, like being in pain. Like, what you would be telling me, like, I have the worst headache.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have a headache that I cannot, there's nothing I can do to get rid of it. It just keeps getting worse.
And a lot of people take a hint and stop texting back. But you're...
You know,
you have so much gumption.
I do. I'm like, you're going to be my
here's
friend.
The bright, the bright side about your concussion is you could always, if you drunk text a girl, you're like, no, that's a concussion. I don't know.
I actually
know.
Have a great story.
This is how dudes think.
I'm
using this concussion for
positive. I'm gonna use it one day for work, but apparently, so at the time, I think I'm, what, 34 years old or something, and it happens. And sometime between that night when my manager and my other manager on the show, they stayed in the room with me to make sure I was okay, whatever. In between that point of sleeping for 2 hours and going to the airport, I had called my ex-girlfriend from college.
Woo!
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And by the way, who calls these days? No one answers.
No, that's a weird option.
And
idiot.
Left her like a 2 minute and 48 second thing of like, hey, Jack, I got hurt at work. You got to come pick me up. I didn't see you.
Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Okay. I just heard, hey, Jack.
Jacqueline, whatever.
No.
So
it's all right.
It's fine.
It's
we haven't got to that part of the story yet.
I don't realize this till the next day. I get a text from her because in this call was probably at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And so I had left her almost like 3 minute message saying, hey, where are you? I'm hurt. And she goes, hey, what, are you okay? I'm like, oh, man, no, sorry. I'm like, why? How did you know? And she's like, you left me a 3 minute message at 2:30 in the morning saying to come pick you up because you're hurt.
Terrifying.
And I still don't remember it, but it was like not even like the last girlfriend or the other or a bumble meet. This is like
five deep.
How did you even have her number still?
It's just,
it's
not. And it's not something I probably hadn't talked to her in a couple
we
of
never
years.
I never delete contacts.
And
I
just went through and was like, oh.
Yeah.
I assumed I was in college or something and was like, hey, come pick me up. I'm hurt.
Unbelievable.
And it was pretty freaky, but it's kind of funny. And
that's like a
got her texting me again. So we kind of, it's like a win-win circle.
Damn, I kind of want a concussion now. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Like, it's like lucid dreaming, but you know, way worse.
Yes, but full time.
yeah, full
it's
time.
It's not that great.
Yeah, it's like a week-long lucid dream.
Yeah. That's luckily, insane. At that week and a half point, it started to be okay. And
oh, you want this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Luckily, it ended up being okay.
It ended up being okay, and I got. We had just started to learn. This is 3 years ago. We just started to learn what we're knowing about concussions.
Yeah.
So my company went above and beyond, checked me 3, 4, 5 times, and then double checked, and then waited another week, and then checked me again, and just wanted to make sure everything was okay. And I've been very lucky since. I've been totally okay, and that was a couple years ago, so.
Can you say how much longer you're going to be wrestling? Do you know how much longer you're going to be?
I mean, I know.
You know, I know. The public doesn't know yet.
Right.
Wrestling with one company and wrestling are two different things.
And wrestling's something totally different.
So we'll see. It's a decision has to be made very soon.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Because ultimately, you just want to be a dancer in Britney Spears' show in Vegas, right?
Well, like, I mean, been there, done that, so I don't know.
I know.
We'll see.
I remember.
I mean, you could use the...
He's a huge Britney Spears fan.
Well, who's not?
Like,
I cannot tell you.
Call her Brett.
Hit me, baby.
I hate that the microphone's not just on the side of your face.
So you can move around more, be into it. I get it.
And lip sync the entire time.
I would just pay to watch her dance. She's in... Fantastic dancer.
She's in great shape, too. She looks great.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah.
She's a babe.
I like her shaved head better. I like the...
You did? That was pretty ballsy.
The Sinead O'Connor Britney is my favorite Britney.
You did?
When she went crazy and just started beating the crap out of Kevin Federline's car.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite Britney.
That sounds like your favorite
that's
Britney.
That's my kind of girl.
Yeah, that sounds like...
That's the Britney I know.
That sounds like how you're going to get a concussion one day. Exactly. You're going to be in the car when your girlfriend starts beating up the
open
car.
Open the door!
Hey!
Yeah.
And you would open it. You'd be like, okay, because she said to. She
told me. To unlock it.
I do what I'm told. all right. So I have to call my Nana right now because...
Oh, this is good.
Oh. She has to take her pill?
Yeah, because I told her I'd call her before 7.
Okay, good.
And I'll ask her about her favorite wrestling experience if you want.
I would love to hear that.
She really watches. She watches Dancing with the Stars. Has there been any wrestlers on Dancing with the Stars?
Chris Jericho, Nikki Bella is on it right now from Total Bellas and Total Divas.
Oh, okay, so she's okay.
So she may know, yeah.
Okay,
and I feel like I'm missing somebody.
Okay, let me see if my Nana is gonna answer. So my grandmother is 92 years old.
92, still kicking.
Looking good. Looking good.
We love it.
She can't hear very well, so I'm going to have to speak up on the phone. And she probably just got done playing Mahjong, and hopefully she answers because she hates to answer the phone. So I'm going to call her right now. Can we hear it?
That sounds like me.
Oh, we can't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Okay, all right. Okay, hopefully she answers. Hello?
Uh-oh. She's hung up on you.
Did she?
Maybe she's trying to figure out.
Hello?
Nah,
I can't hear.
Nah, 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 nah. Aww.
Nana? She hung up on me for sure. By the way.
Maybe if I call her from my phone, she'll answer.
That's her Halloween outfit. She was a ballerina.
Adorable.
Let me try her one more time. Can I hear her through the speaker? I should be able to hear her. She doesn't also know how to pick up the phone sometimes.
That's fair.
We'll give her a pass.
I called her home number. Usually she just says, what?
What?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Hello?
Oh, Nana, there you are. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi. This is Sarah.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, so am I.
Okay, you're good too. What did you do today?
What did I do? I washed clothes and I played gin rummy.
You played some rummy?
Gin rummy.
Did you win?
Yeah, not for money.
You won some money? How much did you win?
I didn't win any money. I said I didn't play for money.
Oh, you didn't play for money.
Which means you didn't lose.
Yeah, I won the money yesterday.
Oh, you the money yesterday, was that on Mahjong?
No, bingo.
Oh, you won.
Yes.
How much, you won, did you say you won?
I won $11.
$11?
Hey,
yes.
I'm telling you. Hey, because you told me the other day you lost $2, and I'm like, well, there goes my inheritance, you know? So today you played rummy, and then what else are you gonna do? Are you doing is Dancing with the Stars tonight?
No, not tonight.
Okay.
I'm gonna watch what comes on at 7.
I don't know.
I think Jeopardy.
Castle.
Castle.
No, I'm gonna watch
Jane the Virgin.
One Tree Hill.
What? 60 minutes.
Oh, six. Sure. Yeah,
60 minutes.
60 minutes.
That's a good one.
Nana, you're not watching the World Series?
Oh, shoot.
No, I'm not really interested in the Astros or Dodgers.
Okay, so
since Bobby Cox.
I know. I guess I'm on American League to win.
You want
so
the
I guess it's the Astros then, huh?
You want the Astros to win. So my grandmother has worked for the Oakland A's for 25 years.
No kidding.
She used to give out the free stuff at the gate. She's also who taught me how to keep score at a baseball game.
Amazing.
Nice.
Yeah, well, you know, since I stopped working for the A's, I don't do any of that stuff
I know.
Anymore.
Yeah, you don't like to do that
can
anymore.
Can I ask
yeah,
her?
Yeah, go ahead.
Nana?
I'm just...
What was the coolest thing that you passed out at the front gate of an Oakland A's game?
What?
What's the coolest thing you passed out at the gate when you worked for the Oakland A's? What was your What was your favorite thing that you passed out at the gate when you worked for the
Oakland A's? Oh, it was bobbleheads, I guess.
Bobbleheads.
Those
are good ones.
Of course.
Sarah, she wasn't there when you got the baseball bat handed.
She was. She was like.
Are you kidding?
Well, I don't know if she was there. Nana, do you remember when they handed out Mark McGwire baseball bats?
What?
Like the full size Mark McGwire baseball bats?
In Oakland.
Bash Brothers?
Yes, right. Mark McGwire.
Yeah, so I have
that in my car.
You have it in your car?
Yeah, that Mark McGwire bat.
You got to have that for protection, yeah. Right?
Yeah, when I first started volunteering, we used to give out bats.
Yeah, I remember. Now you have to give out the small ones because everybody in Oakland likes to beat each other up with bats.
Yeah, and Tony La Russa was there too.
Oh, yeah, La Russa, that's the baseball that I gave you for Christmas. So now at Christmas, I give my grandmother stuff that I can inherit. So I gave her a sign.
Oh, that's so smart.
An autographed baseball.
I got my stair picture frame here.
Yeah, but what's your favorite baseball? Your favorite Oakland A of all time is who?
My favorite what?
Oakland A's player of all time is who?
Well, you know who I told you.
Yeah, I know. I want you to tell.
Matt Stairs.
That's right. Yeah.
Matt Stairs?
You know, Matt Stairs.
Yeah, he goes up or down. Matt Stairs.
Right. Matt Stairs played for 11 different teams.
Okay.
True.
And she, when I asked her that question,
he always did his job, whatever he was supposed to do.
Yeah, he was a clutch, a DH in the 80s. He was clutch. And you pulled out a GQ magazine from under your bed, and you showed me his picture.
He was on the cover?
Nope.
Oh.
He was just a picture on the inside.
She was staring at Matt Stairs?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do you have you don't watch baseball much anymore, right, Nana?
Right.
It's just Dancing with the Stars and Mahjong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And your family, right?
There you go.
There you go. All right, well, we just wanted to call and say hello, and I wanted to tell you that I love you, so thank you for answering on a Sunday night.
Well, thank you. You know I love you, too.
Okay.
Oh.
I love you. I'll see you at Thanksgiving.
Okay, great.
All right.
Bye, Nana.
Bye.
Bye, Nana. We love you. Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, I love Nana. I want her to be my Nana.
So I can't. Great. First of all, usually when I call her, she answers, she says, what? So she must have known. So I asked my mom to ask her. I was like, because my mom talks to her every Sunday morning at 9.
Yeah.
I was like, can you just tell her that I'm going to call her today and see if that's okay? So my mom must have, like, warned her.
Got
to
give her a heads up.
Terrible.
Yeah,
so. Terrible idea by my mother.
We wanted that what.
I wanted that, like, what?
Yeah.
Because last week when I called her, I think my mom had already told her that. And she said, your mom said you were going to call. And I said, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
you
like,
can't
well,
pull
I was
one
just
on me.
Calling to tell you I was going to be in San Francisco this week because I was doing the Punchline a couple weeks ago. And she goes, oh, yeah? And I go, yeah. So I said, so I was going to come out to Fremont like Thursday and Friday. Well, Thursday I have Mahjong and I also have, And I was like, okay,
yeah,
well.
She's got a full schedule.
I love that she has Mahjong. Like, so for 2 hours of that 24-hour day.
Yeah, I'm busy.
That's great. 92 busy. To be that active is great.
By the way, she's very active. She just stopped bowling, you know. Oh. And I wanted to talk to her about Halloween because she's just stopped dressing up for Halloween.
Oh, yeah?
So she was a Playboy bunny a couple years ago.
Oh.
And then a ballerina, and she stopped dressing up because in her retirement community, she felt like they were unfairly awarding the costume contest winners.
It's all
some
politics.
Lady just wore a hat like the witch, and she won because she was in a wheelchair, and that's not fair. And I was like, all right. So she's like protesting Halloween.
She started a Facebook protest page.
Yeah, just over it. Just over it. Yeah. By the way, we also got her to take like a computer class one time because she was like learning to email, which meant she was just learning to forward.
Oh,
right?
Oh yes. No. And, boy.
And she quit the class because they told her to right click with the mouse. Uh-huh. And she goes, "Mine won't write. Mine won't write." She's trying to write the word click with the mouse.
I love that.
So adorable.
It's very literal.
And she quit. She told the computer professor that he was an idiot, and then
I like that part.
You don't know how to explain things to people.
So now I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to come up. I'm going to come to see my aunt, and like, I want to see you. Well, is someone going to pick me up? Okay. Well, yeah, we'll be there. I just wanted to see if you were available.
Yeah.
I've gone to help her set up bingo before, and she gets there an hour before. And all she does is wheel out the machine and turn on the coffee.
And sit down.
And then we have to wait for an hour.
Oh, that's great.
Like, it's across the parking lot. You know what I mean? Like,
that's right.
Then they gotta make sure everything's ready.
She plays Mahjong. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I mean,
I think it's a complicated thing.
That's something you learn when you retire, I think.
Oh, yeah. We got to retire, man.
When are you going to retire? When are you going to retire?
After this podcast.
Nick, let us know.
Yeah.
3 months. Don't say anything, though. Or, I mean, well, 2.5 months. Whatever this comes out, I don't know.
It's never going to come out. Don't worry. No one's going to hear it.
No one will ever hear it.
No one will hear it, so just tell us.
Even the people here are listening. It's fine.
Just
48 hours from now. It's all over.
Well, this was fun.
This was so fun. Thank you for coming on our show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I want to do another one with him. I got so many more questions.
Oh, I bet. So I got some great answers.
I bet so.
Not to questions.
But most importantly, I don't have a view of the World Series in this TV, so we should probably wrap it up.
I can kind of see it there.
I can see it in the reflection in your eyes a little.
Hand me the thingy I'll play our song.
I know. I want to, So anyway, we have more stuff coming out. We'll be calling more people. We have Jeff Dye coming up. We have some other fun people going to come on the show. More family talk.
I want to say me and him have a lot in common because...
who? Nick?
Nick.
Okay, because people on the radio don't know
the
who you're pointing to.
No, the guy, the one I'm pointing to.
Me and
you guys
him.
Didn't see that?
Who's him? Okay.
Nick, me and Nick, we're both world champions, buddy.
Oh, from...
I was the winner of last college standing.
Right.
Which made me the funniest comedian in the world.
Me, you, and Judah Friedlander. Right. But yeah, we're all world champions.
Yeah,
right, sure. I forgot. You're
so
like, I was like, what are you?
Yeah, what did you win?
What did you win?
The comedy thing, idiot.
I got a title belt. Thing. I got a sash, a title belt, everything.
What's the title look like?
I made a title belt
did
myself.
You really?
I made it out of an old a beer case, a cardboard
That's
beer
fantastic.
Case. Yeah,
can I see a picture of this?
Put glitter on it.
One more on you.
Yeah.
He'll let you wear it if you want.
Really? I always wondered what it would be like again.
Will it match your boots?
We'll just exchange we'll exchange belts. I'll wear yours and you can have mine. Yeah. Well, hey, everybody.
Yay. Just kidding.
Boo.
I did it for you.
Thank you.
This was a lot of fun, yes.
Yeah, thank you guys
so much.
Should
we wrap it on up?
Happy Friday, everybody.
Copper Blues.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Boom.